that she was given six, and that she was to give out three corn to another woman that was to was supposed to plant it. You know, this would be in the time when everything started dying out.
Oh, yeah.
That I was to plant those corn at that time. Mm-hmm. That I was one of the corn keepers or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't understand that. That was like, she had just come out and said, here's mm-hmm. three corn. I was told to give it to you. And,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
You know what? I think I told you the story now that finally the white people are cluing in that because they have so many hybrid corn crops now, apparently there's only five or six varieties of corn that's grown, and that if some disease comes along, it would wipe out almost all the corn because they're not the varieties that might have a resistance to that disease. Mm-hmm. And they're going back now to the corn crops from native people and corn crops from Mexico and South America that are more natural, to be able to mix them with the corn that's raised now to strengthen the corn. And they say you can't have so few kinds of corn or the plants will die out.
Oh.
And they're doing that with a lot of vegetables and plants as well. And it's the native people in South America, North America, and Africa who are the keepers, just like you.
She had received the corn from an old woman in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman since passed away.
Oh.
But that woman had received them from her generation.
My goodness.
It went down the line. So mm-hmm. I've got the really old.
You
corn
still have it, huh?
I've got him put in a jar.
Uh-huh.
Just, it's not covered. It's just in a jar where mm-hmm. I know it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
then
that's
I've got
something.
The regular colored corn in
oh,
a bottle
yeah.
myself. Like I have mm-hmm. a little bit of that too. I keep that all the
mm-hmm.
time.
Hmm.
And it totally took me by surprise when she handed it to me. And
yeah.
the funny thing was, she wasn't brought up with native people.
Oh?
She was brought up with white people.
Is that right? See, that was kind of a strange case.
Yeah.
Eh? Mm-hmm.
It was a way maybe of holding on to herself after being with
yeah.
Emily Nicholas had said when we interviewed her that she used to do the corn mats, and she said it was getting harder for her to get the husks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that too?
Oh, yeah. Although anybody would that's growing corn, they could get it from... I could get it from anybody that's growing corn if I just tell them I want it, you know.
It does it cost?
Some will just give it and others want a charge, yeah. But just a little bit, you know.
Like, do you take so much off of one ear of corn? Like, you take two or three?
No, this is at the end of the season when the corn
see.
Is, you know, taken off the field and husked anyway, so
uh-huh.
they either give it to somebody or throw it away and burn it. Yeah.
She had said that now with the machines the way they are, they don't leave any stalks in the fields
mm-hmm.
any longer. That
I don't know about Indian corn. I don't think they can do that to Indian corn because it's a different size than the what
so
they
wouldn't,
yeah.
Wouldn't
I know we tried it once. We took it to over here where they do that,
mm-hmm.
and they just cracked the corn. Half of it just spoiled. Yeah.
So there's like a certain type. Is there like a certain type of corn, or could, or like these? Is there certain type of husk, or any kind of husk you can use? Like
any kind of husk will do. But the Indian corn, you know, Indian corn is usually longer,
yeah.
so the husk is longer.
Mm.
Yeah, it's easier for making mats.
What about your native dolls that you do in the husk? Is there like a meaning for them, or is it just something? Could you explain that?
Well, the only part that has a meaning is that we don't put faces on it, but that's the Iroquois people. I don't know about other tribes, what they believe. That
we don't either.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
And what's the reason for not putting the faces on?
Well, do you remember how Dad used to explain it?
It had a lot to do with if the doll had a spirit and the child was playing with the doll could get hurt?
No, don't think so.
With ours, that's what it
yeah.
is. If the doll had eyes,
uh-huh.
and if it, the doll had a face,
mm-hmm.
and any doll, and it didn't have to necessarily be a certain maid doll,
mm-hmm.
but any doll that had a face on it had a spirit and a body.
Oh.
And that if the child threw the doll down in anger, they would hurt that spirit, and the
oh.
spirit would come
uh-huh.
for that child.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there was no face on the doll,
mm-hmm.
then there was no spirit in
mm-hmm.
the doll.
Oh, is that
the
right?
The doll was an living thing then.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That was our purpose.
Yeah, yeah. Well, part of it is that a child playing with it could pretend it to be anybody, you know, or it can pretend it's a grown-up doll or a baby doll or a boy doll, or you know, and another part is they said they didn't want to play God by putting a face on it and make it look like, you know, a human being.
I think the idea was that corn was a gift of the creator Sewell Diesel, and anything connected with it is considered sacred, and even when you're taking the husk, this is a sacred material, and it's making a, it's generally they weren't made by kids, they were made by the adults for their children, and the idea was that an adult, a person making a husk doll, which is in a sense like doing something in your image, and it sort of relates to the idea of our creator making people, and the people, and the creator going through, well, it's a similar story where the creator made the human beings and then completed everything down to the finest detail, and the last thing that he did, or the creator did, was to breathe life into it, to bring life into it, and through, I guess, right through the mouth, and that's one of the things that I seem to remember my father telling that was one of the final things to not do, because you're at that point you're emulating
creator.
The creator
yeah.
in doing
yeah.
this with a sacred material, and you should deliberately not put a face on it, because you'd be sort of in a way trying to be the creator yourself, and you're never going to be the creator equal, or to never even attempt to stop at that point before you start trying to play God yourself. So it's a kind of a respect for the creator, why you don't go the whole finishing point on making the doll.
Yeah, that's right. And but what he used to tell them is that, but if you don't believe in it, then put a face on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the belief of the Iroquois people.
Mm-hmm.
But another tribe, if they don't, you know, believe that same thing, then it's go ahead and put a face on it.
Mm-hmm. We were never allowed to. Like, I can remember a lot of the elder women that I grew up around.
Mm-hmm.
They had never put faces on any
mm-hmm.
of the dolls that they made. Just on
mm-hmm.
the animal dolls, but that was like knitting or crocheting.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Anything like that, they put the animal
mm-hmm.
faces on. But as far as anything to do with corn husk dolls
mm-hmm.
or even material dolls,
mm-hmm.
like the material handmade,
uh-huh.
they would never put no face
on right?
it as
oh.
well. So I had, like, I always had a doll that never had a
mm-hmm.
face on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was interpreted
yeah.
to me. But then when he started talking, it
mm-hmm.
started coming back, because,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is right.
Yeah.
I just remembered part of the story.
Uh-huh.
I didn't remember
yeah.
all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good interview.
Oh, yes. Information. Really appreciate that.
How much are you selling your ties, your bolo ties for?
$10.
$10?
Mm-hmm.
We have some of these things that you've either sold or have gone on. These are other things that my mother made.
Oh, are these?
Oh, yeah, I've had
made.
This is what you're
Who
talking about.
Who took these pictures?
Yeah, this is the Iroquois. Craft there.
What type of beadwork is that? There's a certain name for that, isn't it? Where they go like this.
Yeah. Oh, let me show you a few.
Let me unhook you first.